Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah deals with two interesting situations over here. Let's say a person ate chametz on Pesach, but it wasn't just any chametz, it was truma chametz. And he shouldn't be eating the truma in general, but now he ate it on Pesach. So the Mishnah wants to know, what are the ramifications if he ate it both accidentally or if he ate it on purpose? Ha'ochel trumas chametz on Pesach b'shogi. If a person ate truma on Pesach by accident, meaning he didn't know that he was eating truma, but he knew he was eating chametz, so mashalim karen v'chomesh. So he has to pay the regular payment that he would pay. He has to pay the principal of the whole value of the truma plus a fifth. Because even though chametz was worth nothing on Pesach, because when he ate it mistakenly, not knowing that it was truma, it did have the value, in essence, because he had put value in it. Therefore, he's obligated to pay that. Bemazed, but if he violated this avera knowingly, meaning he knew that he was eating truma, so pater me tashlumim, so he's exempt from paying a payment of any kind, because when he ate the truma knowingly, he has to pay the value of what he ate, as opposed to last time that he has to pay the amount of what he ate. And chametz on Pesach is not worth anything, and so therefore he doesn't have to pay anything. Umidumei eats him, and he's also exempt even from paying the value of the truma as firewood, because he can't even use it as firewood if it's chametz on Pesach. Okay, that was Mishnah Dalet. Now says Mishnah Hey. So here are the things that a person is allowed to fulfill their obligation of eating matzah with on Pesach. Bachitim, basorim, bakusmin, uvashifon, uvashibolas shual. So these things are wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. These are the five things that a person can use to fulfill their obligation of eating matzah, as long as it's made from these things. And especially nowadays when people are in need of gluten-free matzah and things like that, so a lot of these other things have become more popular. Now, this is the Mishnah of Yosem, a demai person can fulfill their obligation of eating matzah with demai. Demai, again, is produce that there is a doubt of whether or not it was tithed, the truma semesters were taken from it, but we can fulfill our obligation with it, with the matzah made from demai, because a poor person is allowed to eat it. So, okay, you fulfill your obligation. And also, if you have meiser matzah that's made of meiser rishon, that the trumas meiser was separated, which can be eaten by anyone. Or if you have meiser sheni that was redeemed, and you have hekdesh food that was redeemed, and these things can be eaten by anyone. Kohanim b'chala b'truma, and kohanim when it comes to chala or truma, all of these things can be eaten as matzah, because these are things that are permissible to be eaten by either, again, the last two, by Kohanim, and the others, by anyone. Aval lo betevel, but you can't use something that was not, that did not have any trumas meisers taken from it. Velo b'meiser rishon shalonit letrumas, and you can't use meiser rishon that the truma was not separated. Velo b'meiser sheni v'hekdesh shalonifdu, and you can't use meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim or, property that was consecrated, if neither of these things have been redeemed. And then it says the Mishnah Chalos Toda, when it comes to the matzah loaves of a Toda offering, Rikiki Nazir, and the matzah wafers of the offering brought by Nazir, a son Latzmo, if one made them for himself to bring with his offering, and then changed his mind and he decided that he wants to use them for the mitzvah of eating matzah, Ein Yosin Bahin, he can't fulfill his obligation with them, because they were not matzah shmura, they were not protected and set aside from the beginning. That's being protected from chametz for the sake of the mitzvah, but asan limkor bashuk. But if he made them to sell in the marketplace to whoever needs them for an offering, and then to keep the unsold ones for the mitzvah matzah, yotzen mehen, then he can fulfill his obligation with them, because they were protected for the sake of the mitzvah. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.